Blog Talk Radio.
Section. Your host, Mike Irwin.
I have a sock. What about you, Josh Hastings?
What about me?
Oh, don't be like that.
Oh, what about me, man? What do you want? What do you want? Is this a show? Are we going to do a show?
It's pretty pretty sweet bow staff you brought tonight.
Learn kung fu in the woods of nothingness.
I couldn't help but wonder, are you experiencing blindness? Because I couldn't tell.
I can't tell who's more blind, him or Jeff Goldblum. Because that department's commercial's killing me. Who's he talking to? He's like wandering around like fucking Morgan in the woods. I just drew me a snail.
So I take it that you didn't enjoy...
Dude, what? Okay.
The season finale of The Walking Dead.
Okay, you tell me. Mike. You tell me what happened, because I feel like nothing happened. This is like a summary of the whole second half.
All right, well, Sasha.
Here goes Josh again, just bashing this show. I just love this show. It's such a good show.
Sasha laid on some dead bodies.
It's still, like, right from the rip, the Kung Fu Morgan. Oh, by the way, if you don't like spoilers, fuck you.
I mean, you've had 2 days. It's fair.
Well, we dropped the F-bomb around here, so don't listen to this podcast around kids or elderly women.
Don't play it at Hallmark.
Yeah, Hallmark's not a good place for this. Hallmark is probably the last place. You know, in the cards, well, we might fit in, you know, I don't know if we really fit in Spencer's because it's way too young. Mm. God, there's a lot of weird shit at Spencer's. I mean, in a place that's like sells bongs, dildos, and beer glasses, maybe we might fit in there.
At the mall? Yeah, at the mall.
Yeah. At the mall for your kids to go, hey, Mom, what's that? It looks like my penis.
But bigger, and it has a suction cup on it. Yeah, I think that it's...
Spoilers alert, go fuck yourself.
The Walking Dead... I think a lot of people might remember other finales for stuff happening. This one went the opposite, and it just said, you know what, we're going to do...
Did anything happen? Answer the question.
We're going to do a lot of little things.
I feel like this show's turned into Walking Dead Live.
Mm-mm.
It's just live. Why can't he just say live? Talking Dead Live.
Well, we're like the Johnny Manziel of that show. Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I wasn't super happy about it. I was under the impression it was going to be an extended show. But I think you called this a couple weeks ago.
Many commercials.
That's what that ended up meaning.
Like Matthew McConaughey hour. It's not about the trees. It's about my beard. It's not about the trees.
Yeah. So weird. What was your take on the show, Josh?
I was watching Walking Dead before it was cool.
Back when Shane was on it. Shit happened.
Rick is Shane. Shane is Rick.
Yeah.
Rick turned in. That's why Rick killed Shane. Because they're the same person. You can't have two people in the same universe. That's what happened. That's why Rick said, I can't have this. I am Shane, and Shane is me. So one of us has got to go. Kane killed Abel, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Jet Li killed lots of other Jet Lis, so he could be the Juan.
He could be the Juan.
The Juan.
Juan Elliman.
Yeah, well, I really want to throw out that a couple weeks ago when I gave everybody that hot bet advice that said, hey, put all your money down on Carol. Put all your money down on Carol.
Like Carol, man.
Yeah, she turned
that
corner.
I like Carol.
Ooh.
She scares me, and I like it.
threatening people.
Scary, and I like it.
She's mean and rude, and I think there's a lot to like.
Carol Show. It's the Carol Show.
But so if we're going to point to one thing that happened during the finale, was that over the – what? How many seasons is this now? It gets confusing because we do all these half seasons.
I don't know. I don't like half seasons.
Let's pretend there's three full seasons, probably four.
You can't lie, or you can't have this town and you can't lie. Which one is it, Rick?
I think that they really had they turned a corner, because if you'd watched the last three or four seasons, you would realize that there's no one on the show that's likable. But they proved me wrong with Carol. They turned Carol into a likable character. It took them 4 years to do it.
Look how much Carol's changed. Think back to when she was the beaten wife. Now look at her.
I know.
Badass.
She's large and in charge, threatening people.
Got the knives to the throats of people while giving away cookies. God damn, that's hot.
She's so casual about it. Just casual. Like, yeah, I got my knife to your throat. Make sure and bring me back this pan. Like, whoa.
Bring me this pan.
Whoa.
Who cuts her hair? I want to know how that just stays short like that.
Get some safety scissors.
Is there some sort of... No, I won't say that. But is there something else going on that we don't know? I don't know. I think we all, you know, a lot of people that read the comic books make sure to, you know how people read the comic books, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
They'll fucking tell you. That's why. That's how you know people read the comic books of The Walking Dead. Is they'll tell you. With that said, a lot of people who read the comic books tell me how the story's going to go, about the W people, the wolves and shit. I thought the disco ball and the music was cool. I guess you didn't see that coming. And how come the zombies weren't making noise inside the trailers? Were they just sleep?
They're just sitting.
How do you not hear this going on? What is that? And why do they have some chained up? Like, they're zombies. Unless they're eating other zombies, are they not? This show does not stay consistent on what the fuck it is. Nonetheless, we still watch it.
Every week.
Every week. Not anymore, though. Now we got Fear the Walking Dead, the spinoff, Fear the Walking Dead, quite possibly the worst title. Why didn't you just call it Walking Dead LA? At least then... It's like CSI Cyber. You're fucking stupid, America. CSI Cyber, that's what you get. That's what major networks think of people, by the way. CSI
like,
Cyber. You're so stupid, you'll watch this.
It's like, you guys, how about Miami? Does that sound good?
At least they didn't call Las Vegas the Las Vegas. It's just original. Then they went Miami, New York. New York was short-lived because nobody gives a shit about New York.
Well, it's Gary Sinise. I mean, good God. Like, I don't want to hang out with him for
I got no legs, Gump.
Whoa. Yeah, I...
Dan.
Do you think there was a serious conversation?
I solved a crime, Lieutenant Dan.
You think at some point they were like, do you think we should rename this? Do you think this should be CSI? Las Vegas?
Dead. Fear the Walking Dead. I didn't before. Now I do.
Mm.
Fear the show, because it's going to suck. Right? Or do I go full head over heels for it? It's like they're just going to say, what are we going to do, Josh? Are we just going to take this shitty formula of doing nothing for a whole episode and then nothing and nothing? And then you're like, oh, let's dab a little goodness. Last two episodes are great. And then the finale is going to be nothing.
So I'm just digging through my mind right now to think.
I still can't get over Kung Fu Morgan.
To think of.
What the fuck?
Like, can you think of a spinoff or a part two that was just, like, so much better than the originals, other than Ninja Turtles 1? Like, Ninja Turtles 1 was terrible. The movie and the video game, terrible.
We're talking shows, though. We can go into movies all day long.
But, like, as far as, like, TV shows where there's been some sort of spinoff, like, did you find yourself just really going, you know what? Yeah, CSI's fine, but CSI Miami is
but
where
you know,
it's at.
NCIS, that show's quality. You know what's better? Is NCIS some other fucking place. Yeah, that's quality.
Exactly.
No, there's no other shows.
Well, I think part of it is that, like, so if you start a spinoff, think about how it was kind of slow going for a minute. As far as, like,
Saved by the Bell college years. That worked out so well.
Yeah, remember that? They had like a, we're going to go work at the beach. It was like a summer season.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Where they're all whores.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of gratuitous sex that Saved by the Bell. Strange.
Well, you know. But yeah, I'm not.
I'm so excited.
I'm not excited, Josh. It's the very best. I'm just like, thankfully, there will be one more source of zombie entertainment in my life. What do you think they used for the intro?
It'll go. It'll go. Fear the Walking Dead.
Nah, I feel like it's gonna be more upbeat, maybe a little like dubstep version of that.
I wish we had that. Brian, work on that.
Yep. He's on it. Look at him typing away.
Hey, you wanna hear some great news?
So, I don't know why we watch the show. I feel like we watch it just so we can come on this show and talk shit about it.
No, now I'm in love with Carol, so.
Oh, yeah, there is redeeming qualities. Not much.
You're like, let me count the ways.
I like how the dude's like, hey, you want to shut this gate for me? You want to shut this gate for me? Sure, man. Cool. Hey, can I talk to you later about my repressing my homosexuality? Sure thing. Fuck the gate. I'm going to go fuck somebody up.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, all right. Wonk.
What was that? And the guy at the gate wouldn't have made sure of that? Hey, did you shut that gate? No, I don't care about you.
Yeah, I wondered.
And then we're going to pray it out. We're going to pray hard. Pray hard.
It seemed like.
Yeah, it was your fault they all died.
We didn't have a lot of zombies in the area. And when they are around, they're not moving that quickly.
How did Rick have the zombie radar going on?
Well, how did that many
zombies sonar?
How did so many zombies get in?
Like two?
I think it's at least three. Unless it somehow bit those old people. I don't know how they got in.
And the funniest death goes to Lady Congressman's husband. The one who created the fence backwards.
Well, it was
an engineering feat backwards.
It was going to happen at some point, so.
You made this fence. It's pretty strong. On the opposite side. Did you build it to keep us in? Hmm?
Are you going to be on the new season of The Walking Dead?
I should be.
Is Rick too? They're going to be the exact same characters, exact same names.
Dude, I feel like I'm two. Rick when talking to Walking Dead fans. What's wrong with you fucking people? Why are you watching this show? You're all going to die. Don't you know this? Fuck. Can I just get laid?
So in other news.
Yeah.
Talk about Walking Dead. You've got Matt Schaub talking about getting another job.
Where?
Whew. Well, there's the Jets. There's the Ravens. There's
walking in and getting that job. Mm-hmm. Like he walked in and got that Raiders job. Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah.
I like the Sam Bradford contemplated retirement. A little late on that news. Would have worked out if it was like maybe a year ago, maybe 6 months ago. He's like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he's like, yeah, I got traded. Now I'm talked back into it. Coming out with it now just seems a little useless. Way to go, Sam.
Well, I don't think it was his fault. I mean, he wasn't like, hey, you guys should talk about me.
Honestly, like people, you come here for NFL news. There's really nothing we can tell you other than just a bunch of speculation and signings that just don't mean shit right now.
Oh.
You got Miles Austin signing with the Eagles. Who gives a shit? B.J. Raji signed back with the Packers because there's nobody else that wanted him. D'Amico Ryan's extension. Wanda McClain's going around. I don't know if he wants to play anymore. Whatever. You know, Atlanta was stripped of a 2016 fifth round for making noise. They were pumping crowd noise. They were piping. I didn't know that there was such a thing. They were piping crowd noise into the Georgia Dome. One could ask, why don't they look at Seattle and understand that the way that stadium's designed, it makes it louder. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Seattle fan. I don't really have a problem with that because I think Kansas City does the same thing.
So were you upset? I mean, I knew people who were upset that they only lost a fifth round pick and like
oh my god, dude. I think it's stupid. like it matters. like the texting problem in Cleveland. He texted down to the coach. Why is that a problem? Why? I don't really see the big deal.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. But
I don't think they're going to lose anything.
Yeah. I don't know. We've talked about fifth-round picks. We've talked about sixth-round picks.
Yeah.
I can't help but think that this could be a huge, huge coup
by
the NFL.
There's always somebody at the end of this podcast saying, well, you know, Mike and Josh, this guy was a fifth-round pick, and this guy was a fifth-round pick, and this guy was a fifth-round pick. You know, actually, go away. You ruin this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it could be a good thing for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, maybe it's one of those come to God moments where you go.
A lot of negativity on the show. Let's reinforce it with some positivity. Block out the bad, bring in the good. Block the bad, bring in good. So what can we say that's good?
In 2016. The Atlanta Falcons will have one less way to screw up the draft. So that's good. That's a positive. Also, it will be one fewer pick to trade off for a random wide receiver. That's good.
Yeah. There's really nothing you can say right now. Nothing.
Yeah.
All we had was The Walking Dead, and now it's gone.
I'll say that.
It's gone. We have nothing to talk about.
Brian actually made a dubstep version, but he can't seem to get it uploaded.
It's fine.
No, he wants to show it. He wants to share.
I'm sure he does. Florida Times Union reports the Jaguars have never been interested in Michael Crabtree. The same goes for Reggie Wayne, according to the beat writer extraordinaire Ryan O'Halloran. That's a real name, by the way.
Friend
of the show, O'Halloran.
Joshua.
Second show you've said that shit.
Yeah, I ran out of hosting.
Filler. So. Let out a filler. Let's go with Joshua.
This is when I would go to my...
I feel like I'm listening to Sally Jesse Raphael. Sits there with her fucking glasses and tries to examine me.
Yeah, that episode that you were on was really, really different.
Yeah, me and Manson were just sitting there and I'm thinking, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's got a lunchbox and pantyhose on his arm. I didn't really get it.
I thought you meant Charles. It's like,
oh, well, that too.
They let him out again. Oh, Josh.
Yeah, Joshua.
So, did you have a good day today?
It was all right.
Did you have a great day?
No. And you know what? Everybody that's like, I wish you a great day. You really set it up for failure. Why don't you say, you know, I hope your day's okay. I hope you have a shitty day. Because then it'd be like, no, I didn't have a shitty day. I didn't have one, so guess what? It's a good day. Yeah. This is the dubstep line. There's no bait. Jesus.
Great job, man.
Fear the Walking Dead.
No, so I had a day where I got to stay home with the old kiddaroo.
Did they skip school too?
Oh, yeah.
To give things people at home, you know, the Oklahoma teachers decided, what better way to say that education is important to our kids by going to the Capitol and, protesting or, you know, which I believe, I have this weird feeling about it. I'm okay with them bitching about their pay because it sucks, utterly sucks.
Yeah, it's
worse
terrible.
And I'm totally behind them, 100%. There's nothing that they could say to me, and I'd say, you know what?
You just want to do it like on a Saturday.
Right? Damn it, man. Can you do this shit another time? Now, I don't think it's their fault. Maybe there was some scheduling issues. They had to redo something here or there. I'm not quite sure. But fuck, man, a Monday? It's already bad enough.
Yeah, so... my kid decided to skip school, too, mostly because she was throwing up. But always fun. Always fun to take an unplanned day off to, you know, have some fun, like clean up vomit or try to encourage her to poop. Like, these are things I like to do.
All right, let's get it out now.
Let's get it out. How about you have a little bit of coffee and work that out? So there was that.
Not only will you stunt in growth, but you'll get to shit. I don't believe that rumor, by the way. I don't believe in coffee will stunt a child's growth. I want some hard factual data here. There's no data out there. These wives' tales that you hear, you're all full of shit, okay? I don't want to hear it.
Well, I don't know.
I believe it makes you go poop. That I can attest to.
Have you not seen the case studies where they took identical twins and they gave one baby milk and formula?
Here's some formula and some vitamins, but this baby, oh no, you little baby, you only get coffee.
7-Eleven coffee.
7-Eleven coffee specifically.
Yeah, well,
Columbian House.
Well, because it's more controlled. And as they got older, they stepped up the type of coffee they had. So initially it was the original. By the end, it was the pecan. I mean, it's actually the data is pretty strong there. I mean, yeah. there were about eight of these.
Even mixed in the sugar-free crappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad.
Yeah. So
because nothing says I'm healthy like a sugar-free cappuccino.
Well, okay. I'm
trying to watch calories. Okay.
So what ended up happening?
Would you like some cancer? Yes, you would.
One baby grew up fine, strong, athletic.
Yeah.
Another baby.
Maybe the president.
The other baby. Short, mean.
Yes. Grumpy. Angry. Just grumpy. You know, what you don't know, Mike, is the movie Twins is that experiment. The movie Twins is the coffee, non-coffee, that data experiment. That is what it was.
But I
you had Arnold Julian playing the real person. The real person out there is you know, they got a twin out there. One became a, you know, a half-cocked, retarded Joe Pesci and Danny DeVito. And the other one became, you know, the Austrian Oak. Won multiple titles, governor of California, maybe even president at some point.
And I think the bit about Arnold's parents owning a 7-Eleven gets lost on a lot of people.
They do.
So
they sleep in there.
they just put the coffee right in his veins, and he got big, he got strong. And look at him. Look at him now. I mean, it's the sort of thing we should all be injecting coffee to our children.
So. You take it and poop. Poop so, yeah. Gloriously.
So that
have
was...
you gotten a squatty potty?
No, I haven't gotten a squatty potty.
You got to get the squatty potty. I've been trying to tell everybody about the squatty potty. Get your colons aligned right. Shit that stuff right out. I'm telling you, little V, get the squatty potty. She'll have fun. She'll be more comfortable. Give her a book to read. Just say, hey, why don't you relax, put your feet up, read a book. Squatty potty time.
What is it, like a high chair on a toilet?
No, man, it like lifts your feet up to like like get your colon 30 degrees.
Really want to, wow.
You, it's true, look it up.
There's a guy who's got a bag.
He looks like, yeah, there's a guy that has a bag.
He's got two bags.
He's got the before squatty potty and the after squatty potty. That's some massive shit changes.
Because where I work,
nothing but class here on the visitor section.
Well, where I work, there's a lot of people who they have stand-up desks. They have this is just taking that one step farther.
A stand-up body.
Dude, okay.
By the way, there is female urinals out there.
Can we be fair? That the squatty potty is a stool that you put your feet on?
Yes, totally. That's what it is. I think that would be the description of what a squatty potty is. A stool you put your feet on to get your colon correct so you can shit it all out. So you're not full of shit. You don't want to be full of shit.
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous? It's totally factual. There's scientific evidence that proves. There's a guy holding two bags of poop. That's science.
I'm not even sure that's poop, Josh.
Totally science, Michael.
It seems like they might be breakfast sausages. One bag, he's got one breakfast sausage, and then the other
Look
bag...
Look at this
got,
massive breakfast sausage!
He's got two breakfast sausages.
We took big chunks of Jimmy Dean.
Well, kind of look like cheeseburger dogs from my favorite store, 7-Eleven. Not brought to you by...
Yeah, this show is not brought to you by 7-Eleven, Stripes, or Circle K.
Yeah, depending on who got shot in the face that week.
Yep.
Change those out. You know, that's not a thing that happens other places, Josh. People don't
just... real? Is that why they change the names?
Yeah, every time someone gets murdered in Lawton at one of those stores, they come up and
they
take...
been Stripes for a long time.
I guess we haven't had any murders recently out of Stripes.
Well,
specifically.
I think murder rate is down. Sexual assault's way up.
You know, it's a trend.
Yeah.
So anyway, I spent,
guys just can't control themselves.
So I spent a chunk of my day trying to convince my 6-year-old to poop and or not to vomit.
Totally squatty potty.
And then she comes over to me and it's like 5:30, and she looks at me in the face and she's like, this is like, she's been snuggling on me, like rubbing her face all over me, giving me kisses because she's just so sweet.
Right.
And I look at her nose and I'm like, what is on her nose? Like, I was pretty sure, like, really sure that was ringworm. Like, just like,
on
I don't know how you get it on your
going
nose.
With it.
Well, I'm just talking about my day because there's literally no football news.
Sounds like a great day.
So then I'm like, I probably have this on my face now, and I have to go to the store to go get some medicine for that because I don't want my 6-year-old to have ringworm on her nose and then just send her back out.
I just imagine going into wherever, pharmacy or Walmart or wherever. I've got ringworm! Freaking out.
Well, my kid's
throwing shit off the shelves as you run down the aisles.
Well, so I do find a tube of what I'm looking for. It's
anti ringworm.
It just says no more ringworm. No, it's antifungal. It's one of those. If you remember the little critter that would get in your toenail and he'd be digging at it and you couldn't get him out, like that commercial.
God, that sounds terrible.
So I got some of that and I rubbed it all over her nose, and when I did that, it disappeared. It's probably chocolate or like blood, anything not ringworm related.
Okay.
This is $25 later. So this is the kind of day I've been having, Josh.
Sounds like a fantastic day.
Yeah, that's how I like to spend my day.
Winning the lottery or this. I think I'm going to choose this.
Why wouldn't you? Being a parent is a blessing, Josh.
Yeah, they're lying to you.
It's a blessing.
You know, I think all parents understand the suffrage.
Yeah, but do you ever start telling those lies, too?
Then again, I wonder about other parents, because I went to a movie. I went to a movie with my little girl. Mike, let me tell you about this movie. It's called Home. And one could say how unoriginal and fucking what a piece of shit it is. But another one could tell you that, no, it's for kids, Josh. Calm the fuck down. This isn't going to be, you know, something major or Grammy winning. Right? Oscar winning. Excuse me. That's music. Right. Well, they had music in there, too.
Yeah,
I think J-Lo was in there, too. And I think Rihanna was in there, too. I think the guy from Big Bang Theory is in there. Because, you know, he's a dork and dork is in.
Mm-hmm.
So when dork is in, we got to get the dorkiest dork in there. And, you know, Big Bang Theory is the mecca of dorks, apparently. So he's in there. So it's not about the movie, really. It's more about the atmosphere. Because I can tell when parents are beaten down. They're beaten down. They're done. They're just so tired of being a parent that they let their kid run it up and down the aisle screaming, I hate you. 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 And I wanted to grab that little kid. You know, I could be meaner. I wanted to grab that little kid and say, look, little boy, look at your pal. Your mom brought you a fucking movie, man. Could you be a little bit more, I don't know, respectful, a little bit of grateful?
Nah, this is a CCP pizza moment, man. You just let him go.
God.
Let him run it out.
I'm beginning to wonder how the hell I even had a kid.
Well, see, I find myself.
They all laugh at the worst jokes. even my girl looked at me and goes, that's not funny. Thank you. Thank you. That wasn't funny. And she is my kid, 100%. All the other kids are going, they're just laughing. Having a great time. Kayla's like, fuck you guys. This is not funny.
My dad told me Arnold was in this. There's no Arnold
There's
here.
There's no Arnold.
Yeah. So, but I find, like, you know, if you meet parents, they'll sit there, they'll talk about, yeah, I was sitting at home, I had a baby in my hand, there was a dog biting me, there's something on the stove burning, then the baby exploded and it was running all over my arms. And you know what? I wouldn't trade it for anything. That's the reason I get up every morning.
Yeah, yeah, we don't even have to say that anymore. I think all parents understand. Yeah, we love you. We love the kids.
Yeah, but
God damn, they're fucking annoying sometimes.
That's the thing, though. Like I tended not to believe them when they would tell me this before I had a kid, right? Like, you know, oh yeah, Johnny's the best, and I bet Susie's going to be great, and Ronaldo's going to be cool too. Like, it's just, it's like, no, I don't believe you. Like, no, I don't need sleep, and I don't have goals anymore. It's so much better. So much better. And so, like, I'll catch myself, like, saying stuff like that to people who don't have kids. Like, yeah, man, she got ringworm on her nose, and she just rubbed her face all over my face, and I probably have it on my ears right now. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it.
Of course, you can't trade it. So it's easy to say, I wouldn't trade it. Because I'm really thinking that you would if you could. And just be real about it.
Like, that sucks. Like, just, I want to go outside, Josh. I want to go get drunk.
I don't know. I'm beyond that right now. I'm beyond that age. I'm really boring. A lot of people think that, oh, Josh, he's a party. No. My night consists of just sleeping. It's good enough. By the way, last week I talked about buyer's regret for a shitty game. Guess what? It gets shittier for me. It's just now gone on sale for $20 cheaper. So just 2 weeks later, not even two fucking weeks later, it's on sale because it sucks. And I have major buyer's regret. Now it's just major buyer's remorse. Now it's major buyer's fuck, I hate my life because I just wasted money on it. But I have to justify and say that maybe I spent it on something else. Fucking terrible game. Fuck that game.
Just imagine how many... Okay, Josh.
Think about how many shitty games you bought. This is a huge one. This is the mecca of shitty games to buy.
I'm just coming back to the Squatty Potty thing, man. Like you saying
that's not a regretting, but that's not a regret. You will purchase this.
I just don't think...
That's your problem. You just don't think.
Okay, so I don't know. You know, we grew up in Oklahoma. In South Texas, there's these things called kolaches. People love them. They think they're great. They're called kolaches.
Yeah, I know the name, obviously. But what kolaches. Is it?
Because
the name sounds nothing like what it is.
Have you ever had some of those little sausages that show up around Super Bowl? The little ones in the barbecue sauce.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So if you were to take a single one of those sausages and stick it in a roll, you would have a sausage kolache. And if you were to take a roll and put your thumb down in it, like Britney Spears does her baby head, and you put some jelly in it,
okay,
then you would have you'd have another kind of kolache. This is me saying I'm not very impressed with these things.
Okay.
I tend to feel that they're rolls either with jelly.
So they're donuts.
Or hot dogs in them. Yeah, they sell them with they sell them with donuts a lot of times.
What do you mean you sell them with donuts? You can get them along with donuts.
Yeah, you can get some donuts, and you can get some kolaches.
I wouldn't even feel comfortable ordering that. Yes, can I get a kolache? Oh, yes, I need a triple macchiato with some bullshit on it. Oh, and could you put it in a little kolache for me?
They're working.
Sounds
class.
Sounds fucking awful, man.
They're working class, but it's one of those
working
things.
Class. Yeah, that sounds real work.
I'm just saying that it's not like a...
Yeah, I want a little kolache with my mesothelioma.
Look, you can get like about 20 or 30 fistfuls at the truck stop. Like, it's not a place... You don't go to a kolache place and sit down and they don't put a napkin in your lap for you.
I don't go to a kolache place, period.
I'm just saying.
It's the Gucci donut is what... It's kind of what you're telling me.
When I see kolaches, I get upset because... They're bullshit. They're rolls,
they're
with sausage, or jelly in them. That's all they are.
A jelly donut.
And that's kind of what I'm looking at the Squatty Potty.
Okay.
All I'm seeing
is a stool.
It's a stool.
Yeah, they're the same price as a stool, so I don't know what your gripe is. No matter what you call it, it is what it is.
I can't believe there's multiple Twitters for Squatty Potty.
I like that.
It's a stool.
That's fine. Totally fine. But this stool is angled just right, and it slides underneath your toilet. A normal stool cannot slide underneath your toilet to get out of the way. Just can't do it.
So tomorrow, Josh, I'm gonna push, like physically push a box from my toilet.
Okay.
I'm gonna test this out. I don't think I'm going to come away with two full bags of breakfast sausage. Can we just say that?
I think you could. Try it out, and the first time that you are de-cleansed of shit, or cleansed, not de-cleansed, cleansed of shit, I think you'll feel better. I think you'll have a better day.
Oh, my God.
You're going to shit a lot more. Get a Squatty Potty, everybody. This show is brought to you by Squatty Potties. I want to do a Squatty Potty commercial.
I don't see why we can't.
That would be the best commercial. And you know they would love to have us to support that.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I do have football news, though. I don't know if you realize this is breaking.
There's probably no football news, but go ahead.
So a couple weeks ago, I asked you for some tips for my flag football team.
Oh, this football news.
Mm-hmm. Pandemonium. We went up against a team called...
You're making this up.
Nope, it is a snake name. I think it's some good snake names.
Viper Squad.
Vipers, thank you. We went against the Vipers.
We're the Vipers. Has anybody seen a Viper?
Okay, so we played...
Oh, really? Has anybody seen... Like, Vipers are not very common.
We played the Vipers. And
at least be the Rattlesnakes.
So we ran into a couple issues. First of all, it's flag football, but we forgot our flags.
Time out. You can't have flag football with no flags.
Second issue we have.
Now it's two-hand touch. Blow the waist. You can't one hand.
Apparently, also supposed to bring a football to football. Didn't know. Got called for delay of game.
So no football and no flags.
And let me
get this straight. You have no flags and no football at a flag football event.
Yes.
Okay, I think you're winning.
It was so we overcame some of those obstacles.
Those are huge obstacles.
Got several delay of game penalties called on us because we didn't know the rules. Got a safety, not defensively, but offensively.
So it's against you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not me.
Again, I'm still wondering how does two people play?
It's like four. It's four on four. Like there's four of them.
Okay. So now it makes sense because last week I was under the impression it was only two guys.
Might as well have been. So we never.
No support in your team, Mike. That's again.
No.
A loss is you with a bad attitude.
No, it is. It totally is. I honestly, the first game. Pretty bad. You know, guys never played football together, didn't have a football, didn't have flags. That makes it hard, right?
Yeah.
Second game we played this team called, Number One Cabinetry or something. Like, it's a cabinet store, and it's their team. And
only in flag football do you get sponsored by cabinet stores.
Yeah.
Because I've never really walked into a cabinet store, ever.
I do want to talk about this team, though.
You know what I'm going to go look at today? What's that, Josh? Some fucking cabinets. I just feel like touching some cabinets.
That's all they sell, though, so you need to be really cool.
I wonder if I can get my flooring from there. Nope, just cabinets, Josh.
So we played our first game, and we lost it, but it was okay. We started to turn it around towards the end. So our first game, 9:30 at night. Our second game is at 10:30 at night. And there's a game being played in the middle of that while we kind of rest and watch. The cabinet guys are playing this other team and destroying them. Because, first of all, they've got
sponsored by cabinets.
They've got cabinets. They also have there was Marshall out there. There was Richard Sherman. I'm just saying these dudes were like 6'5", like ripped. Like they look like legitimate football players. Like kind of weird to be playing 4-on-4.
Okay, so you're the little giants and and John Madden pulls up.
Yep, and he's got his 99.
With Tim Brown, who didn't have a scene. Emmitt Smith. Bruce Smith. And the white guy that nobody gave a shit about and only spent 5 years in the league.
Yep, but this was 1992. They were in 1992.
Right.
So those guys come out and there's a mercy rule. They destroyed the team that was supposed to be our halftime break. They mercied them out almost immediately. Like it was bad. And we all sort of look at each other like, this isn't going to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I want to say we pulled it together. We didn't get mercied out. We played a whole game against those guys. And now granted, after the cabinetry guys destroyed that team. They took a quick break themselves to walk over and get incredibly high. Like, they're just smoking on the field. Like, they don't even care. They're like, whatever. And so I want to say that, yes, we got better, but they also got high. So I think that it was probably a give-give sort of situation. But, yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think that if you want to, Josh, I can send you a couple shirts.
I don't want your shirt.
You don't want a Panamonium shirt at work tonight?
Okay, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Give me one.
Okay. Yeah, it's not – we did it with spray paint, and the letters aren't cut out very well, and it bleeds when you wash it. So don't – I guess you don't want to wear it.
Yeah.
Or wash it, I guess. You could wear it. So are you interested in playing on Panamonium? Because we're going to lose a guy this week.
Yeah, probably not. Let's just go ahead and say it out loud. No. I could. I mean, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's
a long drive just to do it.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a long drive just to do that.
It's only once a week, and it's only like a couple hours of your time, so I don't really see what the big deal is, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of my disappointment.
I can understand that.
Josh, if Matt Schaub was to say, per se, become a Jet, could we agree that the momentum the Jets had in the offseason
fell flat?
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Could we argue that people who might be interested in signing Matt Schaub
just pipe down?
Don't watch football.
He should just go ahead and retire.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub is not a good football player anymore.
Maybe ever. You could argue at some point that he was okay.
Hey, Jed signed Kellen Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a guy who's been in the league for like 7 years and has 500 yards receiving.
Yeah. Well, he's a blocker.
Well, yeah.
We'll see if he even makes the
score. Yeah, he might be. I think he just doesn't play much.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be on the roster. You know, this offseason's really been, and a lot of pieces have moved, shuffled around. I still think, no matter where those pieces got moved and shuffled around, I don't think it really changes much. Yeah.
So, Josh, you've got 3 minutes. I want you to convince me.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Nah, I forgot. You decided. You made.
I'm going to convince you to buy Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Nope. To get our ESPN Insider.
No, I'm not. No. We're not falling for that again.
No, okay.
You know how many hoops I had to go through just to get rid of it?
Did you?
Like a bad case of STDs. I couldn't get rid of it.
When you said, I don't want it anymore, were they like, hey, you know what? I can give you like 3 years for like $2.50.
Yeah, they were. And I said, you know what? I don't want your shit.
I was like,
of your shit.
I was like, that was really cool, except I don't want this anymore.
I don't want it because it's just access to your site, and it's ridiculous.
But I need to know.
You need to know nothing. They tell you nothing.
I need to know the mock drafts.
Yeah, you need to know the mock drafts.
And the whispers.
The whispers that everybody hears. Everything you find and pay for over at ESPN Insider, you can go to some other shithole called Pro Football Talk or some shit.
Pro Football Talk.
The Mark Florio Hour.
Yeah. NFL Insider. I want to be one.
You want to be one?
Dude.
What is the allure to that?
We should write for ESPN.
You know, this kid the other day said he wanted to be president. I wanted to say, why? Why? Why would you want that? Nobody likes you. No one. No one will like you. Doesn't matter who you are. They will hate you.
Yeah, but you get
thousands of
You get a free house.
You get a free house for maybe 8 years. Maybe.
For at the most. Hey, you know what?
If you did some really bad shit, maybe not that long. Don't be president's kids. You don't want to be president. Everybody's like, what do you want to be? A president? Shut the fuck up. No, yeah. You don't.
Be like a middle management somewhere. Like,
what you want to be when you grow up? Debt free. That's what you want to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the goal.
I don't think that's like a life choice anymore, though. Like,
I think we should start teaching kids that's reality. What do you be when you grow up? Debt free, Dad.
Yeah, I had somebody try to tell me the other day that, like, yeah, you can live in a commune and you can take the bus to work every day. And I was
fuck
like,
off, you red communist.
I was like, yeah, you can if you don't have kids or responsibilities.
Or a life.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, if you just want to hang out on the bus for 2.5 hours a day. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I agree with that.
She doesn't.